This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. Mark Murphy is off, and sitting in for Mark is Rhode Island Public Radio News Director Elizabeth Harrison. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Our guest is Mr. Evan Smith, the President and CEO of Discover Newport, which promotes tourism in Newport and Bristol counties. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Dave and Elizabeth. It's a pleasure to be here.
How was the tourist season for the summer and into Labor Day?
This was an outstanding season, one of the best I can remember in my 27 years of having the privilege of being the tourism director in Newport. And while all the numbers aren't in yet, most of the year-to-date numbers through September show us on a record-breaking pace.
Some factors.
I believe that there's probably three or four key factors of why we're enjoying this kind of growth. First of all, the weather gods were really with us this year. Weather plays an enormous key in travel, and the sunshine just kept coming weekend after weekend. And for a drive market destination like Newport, that's key. The national economy has been strong, and that really gives consumers the confidence to invest money in travel. These unusually low gas prices are really helping a drive market like Newport. And so people in years past, when we saw gas go up near $5 a gallon, you could see the concerns over spending money for regional travel. With gas now under $2.50 a gallon, it's kind of easy money to travel right now.
Newport is really several Newports. It's the historical Newport. It's the sailing Newport. It's Newport of the Mansions.
Yes, it really is. I believe the magic of Newport comes into this is a special place, a small American destination that is full of architecture, of history, of culture, but also full of wonderful recreational opportunities. And then you lay that all over a wonderful culinary base, and you have all the ingredients for a fabulous experience.
Evan Smith, you mentioned the return of consumer confidence, and you think you're seeing that in some of the increased tourism numbers in Newport. I'm curious whether there's any differences that you're noticing in the tourism industry. Are the people coming to Newport spending differently than they spent before the recession?
The big increase that we're seeing is in experiential tourism. So people are buying more interesting tours, more walking tours, more helicopter tours, going sport fishing, kiteboarding. They're after experiences. And so a big trend we're seeing in travel right now is the search for authentic experiences.
That's interesting. What does that mean for the future of Newport and how you envision the tourist industry and trying to drive growth there?
I believe that this trend in consumer preference is going to give birth to all new companies. This year, one of the new companies that opened in Newport was a walking tour that does culinary tasting in different restaurants. Rather than just pointing out historical buildings, which happen to be fascinating, this tour walks into one restaurant, is greeted by a chef, and you're told all about a specific food group. You enjoy that, and you get inspired, and then you walk to the next restaurant. A second one that happened this year is a local entrepreneur started a new film tour of Newport. And there's been a lot of movies filmed in our city over the last 100 years. And film tours is not a new idea, but she saw that opportunity here. I think this was largely born in Salzburg, Austria, in the Sound of Music. But a lot of cities are doing it successfully now, and now it's come to our city as well.
Who was your competition, and where do you draw from?
There are a lot of great destinations out in America, and I would say that they're all our competition because we're competing with people who are looking for weekend getaways. We're competing with people for the wedding market, destinations for meetings and conventions. Of course, we're kind of bedfellows with Cape Cod, but there's a lot of people who say, should I go to Newport or should I go to the Cape? And so I would put them at the top of the list. But we compete against Charleston, Savannah, Austin, Texas, and a lot of other fine destinations.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Discover Newport President and CEO Evan Smith.
Evan, Governor Gina Raimondo has put out a plan to create a broad tourism marketing campaign for the state as a whole. Does that work for Newport?
Absolutely. Since 1996, the state has been divesting itself in tourism promotion. The state used to dedicate over $3.5 million to tourism. And over the last 18 years, they've divested that, allowing the state budget for tourism to drop down under $300,000 recently. So I credit Governor Raimondo for understanding that travel and tourism is not only a successful industry in our state right now, but also recognizing the growth potential for it.
What would you like to see as key elements in a statewide marketing plan for tourism?
Tourism promotion and sales is changing rapidly. There was a day when it was all done by nice, colorful brochures and colorful ads. Today, travel marketing is shifting. It's shifting to electronic marketing. It's shifting to key search words on Google, what you're doing with TripAdvisor. We spend a majority of our budget today in electronic media, social media. So as the state looks to align itself with a new creative partner, which they're searching for now, their marketing plan will need to incorporate the latest in successful destination marketing techniques.
Is there anything that has become very popular among tourists in the Newport area that's been a surprise to you folks?
I guess I would answer that by saying that our culinary base is expanding tremendously, and the growth in the culinary area has come faster than I expected. I mean, we've always been serving good food, but food is becoming one of the marquee events of why people are traveling. And I am just amazed at how many new restaurants we've opened and how many people are coming, making their decision to come to Newport because of food.
As we wrap up, very quickly, Newport does not shut down because Labor Day has passed.
Labor Day is a transition period. It's the end of the summer family travel season where the school kids have enjoyed summer, but it's a transition to other types of travel in the fall. So right after Labor Day, we see four markets really kick in a big way. Number one, meetings and conventions. Meetings and conventions are very active from now to Christmas. The second market is international travelers. We see about 80% of our international visitation come in September through November, and that is because they're coming to see the fall foliage in New England. The third is cruise ships. We will welcome about 40 cruise ships in 2 months. And so again, fall foliage cruising from all New England and up in the Canadian Maritimes is very popular. And then the fourth market is motor coach tours. Those four markets are going to keep our travel revenue very, very high right up and through Thanksgiving.
We're almost out of time, but let's talk about the future of Newport Grand for just a moment. There's a proposal to move the Slots Parlor to Tiverton. I'm curious what you think about that, if that would be good or bad for Newport, and if it does move, what would you like to see that property become?
The gaming situation is a highly debated topic in Newport. Twice in the last 4 years, there's been a referendum on the local voting ballot to see whether they would allow table games to come. And twice, it was defeated soundly. To me, that signals that our community isn't really putting a high emphasis on gaming. So from my perspective, I think that this would be a good move if the new owners of Newport Grand can move this to Tiverton. Whether it goes to Tiverton or someplace else, my feeling is that it should go someplace where the community wants it and is ready to embrace it.
We are out of time. We'd like to thank our guest, Discover Newport President and CEO Evan Smith.
Thank you very much, Dave and Elizabeth. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
And also thanks to Rhode Island Public Radio News Director Elizabeth Harrison.
You're very welcome.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.